Hello everyone and welcome to Corona Unusual. I'm Carla Zapata and today I will be discussing if the death penalty should be allowed. If you're wondering why I've chosen to talk about the death penalty, well it's because I'm against it and this topic is something that isn't talked about a lot. It is immoral and discriminatory. For today's podcast, I'm going to be using the website procon.org as my source of information. Procon.org is going to give me the pros and cons on the death penalty. As stated in procon.org, Black and Latino defendants are far more likely to be executed than their white counterparts. This is a very good example of how the death penalty can be something very wrongful because there have been cases where the people of color have been executed for their wrong crime or the crime they haven't committed. There wouldn't be justice for the people who actually did commit the crime. There's also the defendants who aren't able to afford a lawyer, and without a lawyer, they are automatically sentenced to the death penalty. This would be a cruel punishment to those who can't afford it or just because of their race. They're automatically judged off the things that are shown rather than their actual story, which counts in this type of situation. Another quote from procon.org is that it has wasted billions of taxpayer dollars. Most of all, the death penalty is absolute. It's irreversible and irreparable in the event of human error. How much is the death penalty actually? Well, it turns out to be $1.26 million. Imprisoning the people who have done wrong is far more cheaper. I think in order to get justice for what the person has committed would be to leave them in prison than to get the easier way out, which is the death penalty. The only effect the death penalty would have would be on the family of the person that is being executed, but other than that, they aren't taking the consequences of the wrongful actions that they have committed. It's inhumane and is something that shouldn't happen. The person is already in prison, so they are getting the life that they deserve because of the actions that they chose. Killing a person shouldn't happen unless it's self-defense or in that category. Another factor that we must consider in this inhumane decision would be God. There's lots of people that are religious and follow God's word. There may be some people listening that aren't religious, but taking this key factor even when you aren't religious could possibly change your mind about the situation. As mentioned in procon.org, the commandment, "Thou shalt not kill," has absolute value and applies both to the innocent and to the guilty. I agree with the statement because you shouldn't wish death upon people or think that they deserve death no matter the actions that they have chosen to do. It's just something that is wrong in general because no matter what, they're still human. They still have feelings and emotion. They're still the person, and you need to take this into consideration. There will be a short commercial break, so keep all of this information in mind for when I get back. In the last segment, I spoke about the cons of the death penalty, which are religion, social stratification, and the amount of money it takes to prosecute a person. For the segment, I'll continue talking about the cons of the death penalty. The long and highly stressful period that most individuals endure while waiting on the death row for years or even decades are frequently in isolation for an uncertain outcome, has been referenced as constituting torture or cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment, which is stated in procon.org. I like this quote because these people are being tortured while waiting for the death row, and not only are they being tortured for a day or maybe 2 days, but there are some prisoners who are being tortured for decades and years. And this kind of treatment that they receive takes a toll on your mentality and your body. Some of these torture methods can violate the human rights laws. The authorities also fail to give the prisoners the right amount of time, so they are there waiting and waiting for the time to come. And that only affects them, but it also affects their family, as I stated before. The family anticipates for their death, and it takes a toll on their mental illness, especially if there's children waiting for them to come back, or are being told that they're going to be prosecuted. It can change them as a person, and this is something that needs to be taken into consideration. Because the prisoners are going to take the death penalty, but if they have family, the family that didn't do anything is also going to take the actions of the prisoner. This also violates the 8th Amendment, as stated in procon.org. This country runs on laws, and when a law is broken, it's unacceptable. These laws are put in place to protect people and to give them the security that they need. If laws are broken, it's going to shock the people and may make them lose the sense of security or the sense of stability that they have, and it's important to keep the laws in place. In other religions, like Hinduism, they don't support the act of killing another human being. In procon.org, it's stated that our Hindu Dharma is very clear that use of violence against anyone is not allowed. In other parts of the world, they believe that violence isn't going to solve anything. There needs to be other types of punishment that didn't involve killing a person so that they get the justice that they deserve. Some 3 key points that matter to me the most was the race of the person being prosecuted, the amount of money it costs, and what the families and the prisoners have to go through when waiting for their death row. This topic matters, and these were the reasons why I chose to speak on it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cruel and Unusual and gained some knowledge on this topic. Until next time.